In the Netflix drama House of Cards, the main character discusses a plan to build a bridge over Long Island Sound from Port Jefferson to Milford. Here's a clip of Frank Underwood, the conniving politician played by Kevin Spacey.
The Committee on Foreign Investment will approve a pilot infrastructure project to build a bridge over the Long Island Sound from Port Jefferson to Milford in exchange for a 25-year toll-taking contract.
A bridge over the Sound actually has a long and storied history, one that's not entirely finished yet. Will James reports.
The afternoon ferry from Bridgeport, Connecticut to Port Jefferson on Long Island is packed with travelers working on laptops or napping with their heads on tables. Others chat at a bar at the front of the ship where they can see Long Island growing bigger in the distance.
We call ourselves the frequent floaters.
Each workday, Lisa Beckerer travels from her home in Sound Beach on Long Island to her job in Shelton, Connecticut. Each trip is 17 miles. The ferry takes an hour and 15 minutes.
We have a monthly ticket that's $225 a month. And when we get to Connecticut, some of us take the train, either up to New Haven or down to Stamford to work in the finance industry.
For many, this is the easiest way to cross the Long Island Sound. The alternative is driving through New York City. But New Yorkers throughout history have been reluctant to accept that. The idea of a bridge like the one described in House of Cards has captivated policymakers for decades.
And it really came about almost accidental, almost an act of serendipity.
Lee Koppelman was executive director of the Suffolk County Planning Commission in 1960 when he sketched a forked bridge connecting Long Island to Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Just as a bit of whimsy, complete whimsy.
It started as a gag on the planning board.
I even drew some little seagulls with quizzical looks on their faces.
But it began a part of his career he calls the Bridge Saga. The New York Times heard about the sketch and printed a story. That day, Koppelman started getting phone calls.
I was still in bed. It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
They were reporters with questions about the bridge. Koppelman knew he was in trouble.
I almost had cardiac arrest.
He knew the idea would come as a shock to Long Islanders and his bosses in the county. It was radical. But 5 years later, the idea had caught on, at least a little. Koppelman says he was preparing to include a bridge in his master plan for Long Island. Before he finished, he ran it by someone important, New York State's most legendary urban planner.
It didn't take more than a week, and I get a very angry call from Robert Moses. What are we doing talking about bridges? The only one who should talk about bridges in New York State is Robert Moses.
Moses died in 1981. He wanted to build a bridge connecting Oyster Bay in Nassau County to Rye in Westchester County. Later, former New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller commissioned a study of 8 proposals for bridges over the Sound. And as recently as 7 years ago, a developer pitched a tunnel between Oyster Bay and Rye. But as Long Islanders know, there is no bridge or tunnel today. All the ideas died. Many stoked fears of overdevelopment, traffic, or environmental damage. Some planners say the ferries work well enough. But the bridge saga isn't quite over.
A bridge, you know, across the Sound could be a significant boon to Long Island.
David Colon is chairman of the Suffolk County Planning Commission. He says the commission may mention a bridge in a new master plan for the county due out this year. The bridge in House of Cards would cross the Sound at Port Jefferson. But Colon says Port Jefferson isn't a smart place for a bridge.
Port Jefferson's really, you know, an old shipbuilding village. And because it's a shipbuilding village and a village that was laid out, you know, over 100 years ago, very narrow streets.
So Colon looks farther east. He says Shoreham would be a sensible place. The hamlet sits at the end of one of the few big north-south parkways on Long Island. And the only obstacle is a defunct nuclear power plant site.
So you actually have a way to access the waterfront there that doesn't disrupt existing communities.
Colon says zoning laws would probably prevent the explosion of development others feared. He says a bridge could make Long Island less of a geographic dead end and make it easier for companies to move goods. The benefits for Connecticut are less clear. Floyd Lapp is executive director of the Southwestern Connecticut Regional Planning Agency.
The type of economies that are in Nassau and Suffolk County can be replicated in Connecticut.
There's one thing the planners agree on. A bridge is a long way off. It would cost billions and could be one of the longest bridges in the country. Back on the ferry, there's the question of whether the bridge would even be preferable.
It depends on what you mean by preferable.
Lisa Becker, the so-called frequent floater, says a commute by bridge could be cheaper, but it wouldn't be free. There would be tolls and gas. Plus, those 17 miles would be a little less of an adventure. Behind Becker, other commuters chat with the bartender or each other.
Certainly it would be shorter, assuming that there's no traffic jams. But by the same token, you would lose something in terms of the fraternity that we have on the ferry. Sometimes this can be a very, very long commute. But it helps to know people that you can hang out with, have parties with, and talk to.
As for the bridge and House of Cards, well, that's complicated as well.
Before we consider the bridge, there's one more item I'd like to discuss.
Consider? I thought the bridge was definite.
Nothing is definite.
For WSHU, I'm Will James.